I was lying on the settee in the front room, and there was a massive bang, and I thought, well, what's that? So I've looked out the window, seen a guy standing out in the middle of the road of the house. So I thought he's trying to draw me out, maybe. So got my jacket on and my trainers and that. I come out, he walked down the road, got in my van, went down there, spoke to him. He pretended he was jogging, 10:30 at night. And I said, really? So I knew straight away, so I shot back up to the house, pulled on a drive quick, thought, get inside the house, called the police, but I was putting the key in the front door, and my wife was screaming out the top window, he was coming run up behind me with a shotgun, so I just, I caught him out of the corner of my eye. So, you know, let me tell you something, brother, when you've got a man coming up behind you with a sword off, you can move sharpish. So I was on my toes, I ran through, I had to squeeze past all through the gardens, but 5-6 gardens up, I smashed my toe against the thing, went straight down, I thought that's it, he's going to slot me, and then it's all over, but the adrenaline kicked in, I just got back up and I was off, and then that was it. So yeah, it's not your average Thursday night, if you like.
You then didn't sleep here the night, you were...
No, we had to sleep elsewhere, obviously, just for the security reasons, but, you know, it's a silly thing to do, isn't it?
Did you see the man at all?
Yeah, I was talking to him, he was 6 foot away from me, up the end of the road.
How would you describe him?
Young, Asian male, 26, 27, tall, 5'10", average build, you know, it's all hooded up. Tight hooded, but hey, you know,
you seem very relaxed this morning.
Well, I'm not relaxed, it's just I haven't been asleep yet.
And just finally, what's going on in the town Saturday? I mean, is this going to change anything about Saturday?
Not that I know of. You know, I might be up and along, you know, but we'll get there by hook or by crook. What can you do?